Luke chapter number 1. I believe we come to the most important part of any service is when we open our scriptures and take the Bible and see what it has to say for us and how it maybe can help us in our personal walk with the Lord. And that is very, very important. And not just to be able to come to church on Sunday morning, but be able to walk with God on Monday morning and Tuesday and Wednesday the rest of the week to have a relationship and fellowship with Him continually. Kathy just sang that song, Mary, Did You Know? And I guess first part of this month, I heard that song somewhere and I began to think about some of the things that Mary did know. The question is asked there, Mary, do you know? But I began to think about some things that Mary knew for sure, and some things that we can look at in the Scripture, and some of those things she knew that we can also know, and we do know, because it's given to us in the Word of the Lord. The song says there in the first verse, says, Mary, did you know that your baby boy would someday walk on water? I doubt she knew that. I doubt that was in her mind, even though we know he did. It says also, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Well, I'm sure she knew he could, but I don't know that she knew he would. And so those are questions that were asked that we know the answer to. But also there's some things that we know for sure that Mary knew about. I think one of the great couples in the Bible is Joseph and Mary. Wednesday night gave a message concerning some things about Joseph. And I certainly enjoyed studying that and preaching that, and some things about the life of Joseph being a just. The Bible says he was a just man, and he proved he was a just man because of the things he did for and with his wife Mary. And so this morning I want to think upon the subject, some things that Mary knew. In Luke chapter number 1 and verse number 26, if you'll read with me. Luke chapter number 1, verse number 26, says the sixth month of the angel Gabriel was sent from God into the city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored, and the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall these things be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee, shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who is called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. That's a great verse. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Here we have the announcement to Mary that she is going to have a son. The announcement is given, and during all the years of our life, we have sang those old songs that we sung this morning. We've had those songs given to us by many different people, songs like Little Town of Bethlehem and Silent Night, Joy to the World, O Holy Night, and the list can go on and on and on. But in 1991, this song that Miss Kathy sang this morning, this song was written and produced and sung. And from that point until now, it has continually gained in popularity. Mary, did you know? Here at ever Christmas now. And it brings us back to the thought of some things about Mary and the knowledge that she had. The Bible gives us some insight to her knowledge. We read some of the things this morning that I'm really not going to deal with, that the angel told her that this son would be given to her and how that he's going to rule over the house of Jacob forever. She knew that. When the angel told her that, she believed that. She understood. The angel told her that he was going to be great and told the name and all those things. And these things that we have in the Scripture are so very important when we talk about the life of Joseph and Mary, when we talk about the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, let me say this in the very onset of the message, that Joseph and Mary was just a couple like you and I are couples, and we have our family. And we dealt with a little bit of the things that went through Joseph's mind Wednesday night as he finds out that she is with child, and how that he had to deal with those things and those issues that was with him. And the Scripture tells us here that this young lady that was going to bring forth the Son of God, this is one of the pivotal, this is one of the most important doctrines that we stand upon in our belief as a Christian, that Jesus Christ was born of a virgin. He did not have a human father. And the Holy Ghost came upon her and she bore her firstborn son. And the Scripture is very explicit and very simply, it tells us all the time that he is that firstborn son of Mary. Now, Mary was a lady just like you ladies are ladies. She had her feelings, she had her desires, her wants, and she had her needs, and all those things were there present with her. She wasn't anything special other than that the Lord had chosen her to be the instrument through which Jesus Christ would come into this world. For you see, the Savior had to come and be born of a virgin according to the Old Testament scriptures that we'll look at in a moment. And those things had to be fulfilled. And the Bible tells us here, nothing is impossible with God. Now, scientists and doctors will say this is an impossibility, but God, there's nothing impossible. The announcement here that comes to Elizabeth and Zacharias, that she had been found with child in her old age. That was a miracle within itself. But there's nothing impossible with God. Somebody says, well, I've done so much, God wouldn't love me. There's nothing impossible with God. We can't get too far away. We can't get too far down. We can't get so wicked and so bad that God does not care for us. And God does not love us because He came to seek and to save that which was lost. He came to save sinners. And Paul said, of whom I am chief. And so we find that in our life, there's nothing impossible that God cannot do for us and God cannot do with us. And I'm glad we serve a God that is a God of no impossibilities. There's nothing that cannot be done. There's nothing that cannot be given to us through Him, and that we are in His will. Now, in verse number 34, I think we find, I wanted to use this first to get our mind set upon her thinking. The angel Gabriel has just told her that she's going to have a child, and he has given her the message how that she's going to conceive and bring forth a son, and even has told us who the name of the son would be, but it'd be the name of Jesus. And in verse number 34, the Bible says, "Then said Mary." Now she's listened to all these things. She's heard all the words that have been given to her by the angel Gabriel, and now she speaks. And the first thing that she says in verse 34 is, "How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?" The very first thing that Mary knew that she was pure. She knew that she had not had any relationship with a man. She knew that her life was a pure life. And so when she hears the message that she's going to have a child, she was wise enough, and as we studied the other night, it's very possible and very probable that Mary was just a very young lady. And she come to hear these words from the angel, and her mind is complexed and confused, and she says, "How can these things be? I know not a man. I've never known a man." And so Mary knew that she was pure. She knew that whatever anybody might think about her later on, no matter what would be said about her, she knew what was true. You and I, we know about our life. We know about us more than anybody else knows. And she understood, she knew that her life was pure. She was shocked at the message. How can these things be? I mean, in amazement. She says, how is this going to happen? I know not a man. I've never known a man. How can this be? And so she was shocked and amazed. And that's why the Lord, I believe, why the angel told her nothing's impossible with God. To clear her thoughts and to clear her mind and to make her understand that the Lord is in control. You and I this morning, we need to understand that God is in control of our life. And He moves us and makes us and He turns the very wheels of our lives to put us in positions and places where He can bless us and where He can help us. He puts us in places where we can hear certain things that will help us and certain people may say things to us that have come before us that will be there just to be an encouragement to us. God knows how to control it. God knows how to deal with it. And the Lord had to give her this encouragement. And He says, now, Elizabeth, she's in her sixth month. And we studied that Wednesday night. Elizabeth was in her sixth month of pregnancy. And that also was a miracle because she was way beyond age of childbearing, she and Zacharias. God is a God of miracles. Thank God this morning He can do the impossible. He can do what we think would never be done. And you know what? One of the greatest miracles that would be done in the life of an individual today is to know Jesus Christ as their Savior. That He saves you. That He makes you a new creature in Christ. That He gives you new life. And that's a miracle within itself. He takes us from a dead person and gives us life. The Scripture says we're dead in sins and trespasses. That we have no life within us. That we're just there existing, but yet spiritually we are so dead without God. And then all of a sudden He comes and He speaks to us. And we say, how can these things be? How can He make us new? And that's what it tells us in the book of John, Nicodemus. He said, how can these things be? I'm old. How can I be born again? You see, Nicodemus was talking, he was thinking like we usually think. He was talking in a physical realm. And the Lord said, I'm not talking about that which is of the flesh. He said, I'm talking about that which is of the Spirit. You and I this morning, before we ever came to know the Lord Jesus Christ, we were dead. And Jesus came one day and He passed by our life and He made us a new creature. He gave us life eternal. We're no longer dead, but now we have life and the joy. And so Mary understood that's impossible for that to happen. But she said, I know I'm pure. If anyone knew it, she knew it. She might not convince someone later. I believe probably there were some accusations made later on in their life. As the months go on and she begins to show her pregnancy, I'm sure, I know there was those that would say things about her, but she knew she was pure. Mary, did you know? Yes, she knew that. She had all the understanding that she could have concerning that. I believe also this morning that Mary was not just someone that was happen chance. She was highly favored of God. She was chosen of the Lord. By the way, we are also. We are highly favored of God. He has picked us up out of a miry pit and a miry place of ungodliness, and He has set our feet upon a solid rock. He has chosen us unto redemption. He has given us eternal life. We are just as special as Mary was. And I believe she had an understanding of the Old Testament Scripture. I believe she knew that her son that was going to be given to her, I believe she knew that this one that Gabriel was talking to her about, that would be called Jesus, and He's going to save His people from their sins. I believe she knew the prophecies of the Word of God, of the Old Testament, that gave us knowledge that one day there would be a Messiah come, and oh, she's the favored one. You see, from the very moment that God had promised a Messiah, every Jewish family would think in their life, is our child that Messiah? Is He the one? That's why it was highly important for the Jewish families to have male children. They wanted to be, they desired to be that lineage and that line through which the Messiah would come, the Deliverer would come. And now she's learned that He's coming through her. Highly favored of God. And all of a sudden, maybe she remembered some of the things that are given to us in the Old Testament. Now you have to remember, when in Mary's life, they didn't carry around Bibles like we do. They didn't have Bibles like we do. They had parchments and they had scrolls. And they didn't have the New Testament like we have. They just had the Old Testament writings, the Old Testament scriptures, and this is what they taught in their synagogues and their worship times and their places when they would go on the Sabbath day. And this is what they heard. And I know for sure that Mary probably heard of the prophecies given to us in Isaiah chapter 7 and verse number 14. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bring forth a son. And all of a sudden she realized, I'm that person. She knew those things that were said and how that the Lord had given her a privilege and how that the Lord had blessed her. In Isaiah chapter number 7 and verse 14, those verses that echo over and over again, therefore the Lord Himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call His name Emmanuel. If you turn over to the Gospel of Matthew, Emmanuel means God with us. Here, Mary has received in the hearing of her ears, I'm the one. I'm the one that is talked about in Isaiah. Maybe she would go over and she would think about some other things that was said in Isaiah. And by the way, they didn't have chapters and verses then. They just had the writings of Isaiah. We have the chapters and verses given to us so we can find things easy, and it helps us so much to be able to call back to memory certain things. But in Isaiah chapter 9 and verse number 6, for unto us a child is born. Mary said, I'm going to have that child. Unto us a son is given. That is a reference to the Son of God. Jesus Christ has always been the Son of God. He did not become the Son of God. He always has been. So a child, according to Isaiah, a child is born, but a son is given. The Son of God came. And the Bible tells us here that the government shall be upon His shoulder. And the name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. I believe Mary probably knew some of these scriptures that were so important to the Jewish families because they looked for a Messiah. They looked for that one that was to come. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter number 23, verse number 5 says, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will rise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. These are prophecies that maybe Mary might have known, and all of a sudden they begin to come to her thoughts and her minds, that I've heard about this in our Sabbath schools, and I've heard about this when I'd go to synagogue, and I've heard about all these things, and now Gabriel has come and said, Mary, you're highly favored, and you're going to conceive, and you're going to bear a son. And she knew she was a pure virgin, and she knew the Bible, she knew the Scripture, she knew the Old Testament texting and those things there that we just read. She knew about those, and she realized that which was coming through her would be the promise of God to the world that needed a Savior. What a wonderful, wonderful message. She knew she was pure. She knew He was prophesied. And then verse number 35 in our text, she knew that He was produced by the Holy Ghost. Verse number 35, where we read, and the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. So she knew that this Son was produced by the Holy Ghost. Wasn't produced by coming together of a man and a woman. She was a virgin. She knew that. She knew the Scripture. She knew that there was one that would be coming. And now she realizes it's her. And the angel says the Holy Ghost is going to overshadow you. And that which is born shall be called the Son of God. I'm sure she rejoiced in her heart. Amen. To know these things in her life. To have knowledge of the truth. To have knowledge of what this little baby was going to grow up and be. I believe she also knew. Now, this is sort of my imagination here. Because you don't have anything about the life, early life of the Lord Jesus Christ in the Scripture. You have His birth, you have His circumcision, and then the Bible says He grew, and then you have Him 12 years old. There's nothing in the Bible giving us anything about His early childhood. I believe she also understood. I believe she knew that that which was born unto her was a perfect lad realizing He's the perfect Lamb. I believe. You say, well, how do you think that? Because Jesus did no sin. Now, that wasn't just when He was an adult. He did no sin. Those of us who have had children, do our children ever sin? Did they sin? Did they lie? Did they cheat? Do they steal? Do they do all those things that we have to deal with? Sure they did. And sure they do. But Mary didn't have to deal with that. Can you imagine? I just thought of that this way. She didn't have to deal with all those things. She didn't have to wonder, did Jesus do that? She knew He didn't do that. He's the Messiah. She didn't have to deal with Him lying to her. She didn't have to deal with Him going out and getting into trouble. Wouldn't that be a wonderful childhood? I might live be a little older if I'd had that a little bit better. I mean, every day I got in trouble doing something. My goodness. My dad didn't do too much of the discipline, but boy, my mama did. Every day. I mean, if I missed a day of getting in trouble, I had double time it the next day because I was going to get in trouble. And my mom would say, Lawrence Delbert. Oh, I hear those words echo in my mind. She'd grab a hold of me and, did you do this? And I'd sometimes say no, and she knew better, and I'd get it worse. But she had to deal with me. And your mom and dad had to deal with you. Now we're moms and dads and grandparents. And you know what we have to deal with? Same old thing. Just the same old thing. Those little sweet, wonderful grandchildren. Buddy, they'll wrap you and then they'll throw you away. When I hear the words, Papa, I know they're wanting something. You know what we deal with every day of their life? Is that they're sinners. Mary didn't have to deal with that. Had you ever thought? I've never really thought about it. She didn't have to deal with those things. And Mary knew that He was a perfect lad, making Him the perfect Lamb. John the Baptist announced when he saw Jesus, John said, Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. I don't know how John knew that because Scripture doesn't tell us anything that they'd ever met. I doubt they ever had met. Now their mothers had met. And John, we saw Wednesday night, John leaped in his mother's womb when when Mary come into the presence and just gives the announcement to Elizabeth that there's the leaping of the little baby inside the womb. And anybody that says that that child is not a child and not living, they don't understand life. We kill them by the bushels continually. No wonder America is under the judgment of God because we don't love children. We get all tore up about what goes on, and we should. But we ought to be just as tore up with those thousands that die daily. She knew that Jesus was different than all those other little boys that ran around. There wasn't any lying. There wasn't any dishonesty. He grew up and became the sacrifice Lamb of God that took away our sins. Praise the Lord. Not only did she know He was a perfect Lamb, but she also knew, and I know she knew this, she knew that He was praised. She knew that at the birth, the Bible says that they came and they what? They worshiped Him. They worshiped Him at His birth. They worshiped Him during His life. They worshiped Him around His dying. They worshiped Him all the days of His life. And you and I this morning, we worship Him because He is the Son of God. He is that one that is that perfect Lamb. And Mary knew that He was worshiped and praised. During His ministry, He fed the thousands. During the ministry, He fed multitudes of people. And Mary knew and heard the words of those folks, how that they followed after Him, for they desired also to be under the miracles of the Lord. She knew that He'd raised the dead, and she heard the thoughts and the talks about that then. He was healing the sick, and all the many miracles that Jesus did. Mary heard those things because she was always in close proximity to where Jesus was. When He was on the cross, you know who was there? Mary was there. Same place you and I would be. Same place our mothers would be if we were suffering. For she loved Him. At His death, Pilate told the truth and said he found nothing wrong with the Lord. The centurion said, "Truly, this is the Son of God." These may have been words that Mary herself heard as Jesus in His earthly ministry. Oh, Mary, did you know? Oh, yes, she knew. She knew who He was. She knew what He was. She knew that He was punished for no reason. This morning, if we had time, we could take you to the scene of the cross. We have moved from the stable, the manger scene. We've moved through His life. We've moved through the examination period. We could take you this morning to the cross of Calvary, and there Jesus is hung there, and Mary is there observing Him. She knew. He was there for no reason. She knew that He had committed no sin, for she had raised Him. She knew that He had done no wrong. He had not broken any laws. She knew that He was not guilty of what those Pharisees and Sadducees had accused Him of being. She knew that. So she knew He was being punished for no reason. Can you imagine how she felt as she was there at the cross and Jesus speaks to her? Seven times from the cross, the Lord makes utterances, makes some statements. And He speaks to His mother. Can you imagine the heartthrob of that dear lady? Now she's not a young lady anymore. She's not that young maiden that has brought a child into the world and watched him grow. Now she is 33 years older. And she's observed all these things. She's an adult there at the cross. She's there watching her dear beloved son hanging there, suspended between heaven and earth, dying. And she knew it was for no reason. She knew it was for no sin. She knew it was for her sin. Despite what some people tell you, Mary had to be born again just like you and I have to be. And you hear the word immaculate conception? That's an impossibility. It's only with Jesus Christ. Mary was not conceived like Jesus was. And Mary is not to be worshipped like Jesus is. She was the vessel who was highly favored of God. But she had to experience the same thing that all the Old Testament saints had to experience. She had to have faith in a coming Messiah. And she said, "Here He is." She stood there at the cross. And I think we could rightfully, probably truthfully say, she was there weeping at the cross. For there her son is losing his life. Whether or not she thought about this, but I'm glad he lost his life. Not only for her, but he did it also for me. That's why I can say this morning that Jesus died for you. He died for the world. He'll die for anyone that will come unto Him. He will in no wise cast out. And so we find that Mary knew those things that were so very important. Turn, if you would, over to the book of Acts, chapter number 1. I penciled this in this morning, right before the service. All of these things we've said that Mary knew. And I have here this last point. I've got up here conclusion that lets me know I'm about finished. You all may not know it, but I usually try to figure it out. And I put up here, we know. But I thought of a verse this morning, and so I wrote out beside that, we know, and Mary knew. Look at Acts chapter 1, verse number 8, and we'll read a few verses here. But you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me both Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria, to the othermost part of the earth. And when he had thus spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, and as he went up, behold, two men stood with him in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing into heaven? This same Jesus is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. And notice verse 12. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went into an upper room, and there abode, and it gives you the names of the apostles. It says, there abode both Peter and James and John, Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, Simon Zelotes, Judas, the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication. Now notice these last words. With the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus. She also knew. For when those men went back, those men of Galilee that stood gazing into heaven as Jesus left this world, when they go back, you know what they was talking about? Well, he's gone. And you know who heard that message? Mary did. Because she is there continuing steadfastly with them. It says they were all gathered together in that upper room, and they were there in one accord in prayer and supplication, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, with his brethren. And so when they go back and they say, you know what happened while we were out there? While Jesus was talking to us and told us to go into all the world and preach the gospel, all of a sudden, he just began to leave this earth. Now, I believe this. Sometimes people look at you sort of crazy when you start talking about the miracles of the Lord. But Jesus left this earth without any help. He came to this earth without any help, and He left it without any help. And the Bible says, while they were there talking, He began to disappear. He goes into the clouds, and these two men appear and say, why stand you gazing into heaven? This same Jesus, He's going to come. He's coming back. We know that this morning because we have that Scripture. But bless your heart, Mary knew it also because they went back and they told about it right there in that church service. I believe that was a church service. They were waiting there for the promise, another promise, and we call it the day of Pentecost. Before that day came, they were there. And they were discussing. We know, and Mary knew, that he left here in a miraculous way. He just disappeared out of their sight. It says, while he was speaking, while he had spoken these things, they beheld, he was taken up. Gravity had no hold on him. He was taken up. They go back, they talk about it, and we know about it because of the Word of God, and we know Mary knew about it because the Scripture says she was with them. He is gone, according to the Gospel of John. He's gone to prepare a place for us. that where He is, there we shall be also. I believe Mary knew that. One day He's coming again because... Why? They said He's coming back. Why stand you gazing here into heaven? This same Jesus, the one you've just seen disappear out of your sight, this same Jesus is going to come again in like manner. He left in the clouds. Guess what? He's coming back in the clouds. Mary knew that. You and I know that. What a blessed... Titus tells us it's the blessed hope. We know He's coming again. She knew one day His feet would stand again upon the earth. For the Old Testament tells us that one day that Messiah that would come and would come again, He would plant His feet upon the Mount of Olives and it would split in half. She knew that. You and I know that. And she did too. Mary, did you know that He'd rule the nations? Oh yeah. I believe she knew that. Now, there's so many things this morning that we can know about our Lord. But the main thing that we have to know for sure, that He is my Lord. Not just the Lord, but He's my Lord. He's not just a lamb. He's my lamb. In the book of Exodus, it says you take a lamb, a lamb. Then it says take the lamb. And then the last part says take your lamb. I'm glad, thank God, He came as the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Amen. And the most important thing that I can know about Jesus Christ, that Mary knew about Jesus Christ, was that He's my Lamb. He died on the cross of Calvary that I might have life, that I might be saved, born again, taken from an old life of wickedness and sin. And somebody says, oh, the Lord wouldn't want me. That's who He came after. He didn't come to call the righteous. Jesus Himself said He came to call the sinners. And we are sinners. Thank God one day He came that I might be able to come to Him. One day He left and I might be able to go to be with Him. All because of who He is. So when you think about the birth of the Lord here, a couple of days we'll be celebrating Christmas Day. Whether that's the day Jesus was born or not, really doesn't matter. I don't worry about that anymore. I used to try to figure it out. That's not the important part. The important part is what the angel told Mary. That which is conceived is the Son of God. Whenever He was born, thank God He came. You and I this morning, we can go where He is. It's only His way. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except by Me. Well, I've never met too many. I've met a few people that would tell me, I think they lied, but I've met a few people said they didn't want to go to heaven. I believe everybody, when you really come down to it, wants to go to heaven. Yeah. And when you come down to it, not everybody's going, because there's only one way. There's not my way, your way, other ways, this way, that way. It's His way. And He said, I am the way. That excludes all the others. That little word, thee, means there's no more. So this morning, if we really want to know what Mary knew, we better be sure that we know her son. Now, He was not the son of Joseph. He was the supposed son of Joseph. He was the one that the whole countryside thought He was Joseph's son. But Joseph knew it, and Mary knew it, because she knew she was pure. May God help us understand He is the pure Son of God, righteousness for mankind. Let's stand together this morning.